Now, this morning, Yvanne Murray is reporting in the Irish Independent that the Director of Services for Housing and Roads in Mayo County Council has called for a community-led boycott of holiday homeowners in order to bring high numbers of vacant properties back into use to help combat the housing crisis. According to the CSO figures, there are 5,987 holiday homes in Mayo, nearly 67,000 in the country as a whole. Tom Gilligan is quoted as saying, and calling for grassroots action, a peaceful, non-violent civil action. And Tom Gilligan joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
This was a proposal you emailed to councillors. Tell us more of what you said in that email.
Well, yes, I emailed this proposal. Well, first of all, this was just to say I have responsibility for the Housing SPC, which is the Housing Strategic Policy Committee in Mayo County Council, which is made up of 11 members, seven elected councillors, and then four non-elected members. So I emailed them a proposal on Sunday night in relation to the whole idea of dealing with holiday homes and vacant holiday homes. And as you outlined, Mary, according to the 2022 census, there are 5,987 holiday homes in Mayo. And in the middle of a housing crisis, we need homes for people, not just for seasons. So the idea around that, the objective around this proposed boycott is to highlight the impact of underused housing stock on local communities, encourage policy reform and taxation measures on vacant second homes, and also as well to, you know, push holiday homeowners to either return properties for sale to the rental market or to the long-term rental market.
But are you suggesting that this four-point plan you had in the email to put pressure on holiday homeowners to basically sell or rent?
Well, I'm not trying to demonise holiday homeowners here, Mary, and, you know, I'm not trying to blame anyone in relation to this, but we are in the middle of a housing crisis. We have, you know, people that are on our housing list. We are people that are currently, I suppose, being provided temporary emergency accommodation. And we have nearly 6,000 holiday homes here that are vacant for either 9, 10 or 11 months of the year. And people are welcome to Mayo. I mean, from a tourism point of view, it's absolutely vital that we get people coming into the county.
I know, and it's very important to Mayo. But are you proposing that holiday homeowners should be boycotted and shunned in the communities in which they have their homes?
Well, look, I suppose the word boycott is synonymous with Mayo. And I know in relation to Captain Boycott, who was an absentee landlord with lands in Mayo. And, you know, the local community at the time took it upon themselves, I suppose, to try and as a form of civil protest.
Yeah.
And Mary, it's very important that, you know, we should never doubt that a small group of thoughtful and committed citizens can change the world.
And are you proposing now?
Never has.
Are you proposing now that people should take to the streets, that people should protest?
Well, as I said, this is a proposal to the Housing SPC. Yeah. It's not a policy.
Okay, you said public campaigns, posters, community meetings encouraging solidarity, social pressure, including open letters, local resolutions, avoiding patronage of businesses or services owned by absentee landlords, refusing engagement with holiday homeowners.
Yep.
That's strong stuff.
It's demanding accountability from property, you know, holiday homeowners. And it is all about, here, Mary, it is all about trying to get these underutilised, vacant, empty homes back into use.
Mayo County Council says there's no policy formulated or adopted. The document doesn't reflect the official position of Mayo County Council.
Absolutely, because as I said, Mary, this was a proposal. It was sent to the members of the Housing SPC. The Housing SPC is there to look at formulating policy that is to be adopted by the full council, statutory council, in due course. And I mean, we're looking at other proposals as well in relation to...
I know, but do you regret the email now?
No, I don't.
Do you regret the strong language, the use of the word boycott?
No, because, I mean, the word boycott has been around, you know, since the 19th century. It originated in Mayo. And I mean, you know, governments have used it, individuals have used it to try and bring pressure in order to get things done. We are in the middle of a housing crisis.
Okay.
It's very important that we look at all options. And even as the housing minister, James Brown, says, you know, nothing is off the table.
Well, he also says, and he's quoted in Evan Murray's article as saying, personal boycotts of this nature of any homeowner have not been called for by Minister Brown.
But as I said, nothing is off the table.
All right.
And, you know, we are looking at a number of options in relation to Mayo. We're looking the whole idea in relation to a holiday home tax.
Okay.
We're looking in relation to compulsory purchase orders.
There we must leave it this morning. Thank you for setting out your stall on the programme. That's Tom Gilligan there from Mayo County Council. It's coming up now to 11 minutes to 9.